Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Metro Research. And today we're conducting a poll on people's opinions towards public affairs and current events. So are you currently registered to vote in Orlando, Florida?
Beg your pardon?
I'm sorry?
What can I help you with?
Well, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research, and today we're conducting a poll on people's opinions towards public affairs and current events. So, are you currently registered to vote in Orlando, Florida?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Republican.
Republican. All right, thank you. So, as things stand now, how often do you vote in elections for governor and other offices? Would you say you always vote, almost always vote, usually vote, rarely vote in state elections,
or do you usually always vote?
Always vote. All right, thank you. So, would you mind sharing your age, or would you rather I give you some categories and you tell me which one you fit in?
85.
85. All right, thank you. So, in Florida, the media describes people who live there as either being white or Hispanic or African-American or Asian and many other races and ethnicities. But how would you describe yourself?
An American.
All right. So American would be nationality, but based on, like, race, would you say you're white or African-American?
My grandma was a Cherokee Indian, and my mama was a half in South Carolina Indian, and my grandpa was a German, Austrian. So I'm there, you know. What do you say?
Right, well,
I'm an American.
All right. Well, I can put it just mixed with Indian, German. You also, what is another one you said? I only caught Indian and German. I can't recall what you said about your dad. Oh, you said Native American. All right.
Yeah, I'm American.
All right, thank you.
Austrian, my family, Austrian, German, Indian, everything.
Right.
You look around where I'm from in South Carolina, black huntos, we're everything. We're Americans.
All right, thank you. So, generally speaking, would you say that things in Florida are headed in the right direction or on the wrong direction?
You mean our state?
Yes. Like, do you feel that things in the state of Florida are headed in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong?
I think with the governor that we have, we're heading in the right direction, yes.
Right direction. All right, thank you. So if the election for state senator were held today, would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for the Republican candidate?
Republican.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
All right. So now I'd like to ask about your impressions of some people and organizations. And if you could tell me if after reading each one of them, if you either have a very favorable opinion towards them, somewhat favorable opinion, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you can't recognize them, like you can't rate them, or if you don't recognize them, you can also mention that.
Okay, go ahead.
So the first one is Greg Poole.
Who is he?
Greg Poole. If you don't know him, that's totally fine.
Don't know him.
All right. What about Ron DeSantis?
Oh, yes. I'm for him.
Very favorable, then?
Very, very.
All right. What about Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
The National Rifle Association?
Very favorable.
Anna Eskamani?
I don't know who that is.
Planned Parenthood.
Say that again.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood.
Don't know that one.
Don't know them? All right, no worries. What about Walt Disney World?
Well, now unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Listen. Mm-hmm. For what they've done in that area there where I used to hunt and fish when I was young, they could move out of the state of Florida.
All right. So, but would you say you either have like a somewhat unfavorable opinion towards them or a very
unfavorable? Unfavorable.
All right. What about Florida Power and Light or FPL?
Well, I like, you need the power. I'm happy with them.
All right. So would you say you have a very favorable opinion towards them or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
President Joe Biden.
Yes,
goodbye. Correct. Very unfavorable.
All right. What about Rick Scott?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. All right, thank you. So, thinking about the job Anna Escamani is doing as state representative, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I don't know who he is.
All right, no worries. So, if the election for state representative were held today, would you definitely vote to reelect Anna Escamani? Would you probably vote to reelect her? Would you probably not vote to, like, reelect? Would you probably vote for someone new, or would you definitely vote for someone new? Or do you not
know?
She's
Democrat or Republican?
She's Democrat.
Goodbye.
So would that be you're going to definitely vote for someone new then?
Very, very unfavorable.
All right. So if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, for who would you vote for?
Trump.
All right. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, or Debbie Mercosell Powell, the Democrat, for who do you think you'd vote
Rick
for?
Rick Scott.
All right. If the election for state representative were held today and the candidates were Greg Pohl, the Republican, and Anna Escamani, the Democrat, who do you think you'd vote for?
The Republican.
All right. So as you may know, there's also going to be an amendment to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and it reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health. As determined by the patient's health care provider, this amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or a guardian before a minor has an abortion.
I'm against an abortion because people told my mom to have an abortion. I was born before she got married, and I'm a result of a not abortion. No
abortion.
All right.
So would you say you oppose it then?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
So which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the state legislature to focus their attention on right now? And you can choose two options if you would like. The first one is reducing the cost of health care and prescription medicine, improving our public schools, supporting a ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, creating jobs and improving wages, lowering inflation, passing common sense gun safety legislation, protecting our air and water, stopping the flow of illegal immigration, making housing more affordable, reducing the cost of insurance, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, or fighting crime and protecting the public.
My God, how many did you give there?
I know there are a lot, but you can choose two if you would like.
Well, I don't try to recollect everything you said there. Kind of difficult for me. Okay.
I can read the list again if you would like.
Okay, don't go too fast. Okay.
All right. Well, the list goes. Reducing the cost of healthcare and prescription medicine, improving our public schools, supporting a ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, creating jobs and improving wages, lowering inflation, passing common sense gun safety legislation, protecting our air and water, stopping the flow of illegal immigration, making housing more affordable, reducing the cost of insurance, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, or fighting crime and protecting the public?
The first two that you read off.
The first two are. All right, thank you. So now, which of the following issues do you think are the most important for the local governments to focus their attention on right now? And you can choose two as well. So the list goes, protecting the rights of renters, reducing crime and protecting the public, expanding and modernizing public transportation, lowering the burden of property taxes, creating jobs and improving wages, making housing more affordable, reducing traffic congestion, or improving our public schools?
Well, improving our public schools, not the way they've been, going back to the Bible and stuff like that. And then another one up front. Give me the first two or three.
All right. So the first two or three go protecting the rights of renters, reducing crime and protecting the public, and expanding and modernizing public transportation.
The one in the middle there.
All right. So the one in the middle is reducing crime and protecting the public. So
yeah,
now I'm going to read.
Is there anything before these two that you just read? Were those the first three?
Those are the first three.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read a series of descriptions of possible candidates for state representative. And for each one, if you could please tell me which candidate you would be more likely to support if this was all you knew about said candidates. So who would you be more likely to support? Number one, a candidate who has rejected political contributions from insurance companies and challenges them to lower rates and justify their rate increases. Or number two, a candidate who supports stabilizing the insurance industry in Florida to keep the industry solvent, even if that means bailing them out.
The first.
All right. Who would you be more likely to support? A candidate who says the Democratic Party is not socialist and politicians use such divisive rhetoric as fear to win elections. Or number two, a candidate who says the Democratic Party is part of a socialist movement that must be stopped before they destroy our country.
Number two.
Who would you be more likely to support? Number one, a candidate who supports protecting parents' rights to remove books or lesson plans that don't reinforce the values they taught their children. Or number two, a candidate who opposes political censorship laws coming out of Tallahassee that put politicians, not teachers or parents, in control of our kids' education.
The first one.
Who would you be more likely to support? Number one, a candidate who says that the woke ideology puts our children at risk to groomers and other predators. Or number two, a candidate who believes that diversity and acceptance for all people make Central Florida a more vibrant community.
Number two.
All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you some reasons for why some people want to vote for these candidates for state representative. And assuming each of these are accurate, could you please tell me how much of a convincing reason it would be for you to support that candidate? So based on the statement, would it be a very convincing reason to want to support them? A somewhat convincing reason, or does it have absolutely no effect on your decisions? So the first one is, Greg Pohl believes our police officers are important to our public safety, and that our radical ideas like defunding the police are a danger to our communities.
Yes.
Somewhat convincing or very convincing?
I think that's very convincing.
While other politicians rubber stamp rate increases and bail out poorly run insurance companies, Anna Eskamani has stood up to insurance companies who are constantly raising their auto and property insurance premiums to maximize their profit.
No.
Would that have no effect on you then?
You know it would if you kept raising prices and everything. You know, it's ridiculous what insurance is today.
All right, thank you. So with the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade and allowing states like Florida to ban abortion, we need Anna Eskamani in the state legislature to fight for a woman's right to an abortion, birth control, IVF, and other care.
I don't think there should be abortion so, you know, accessible. You know, it should be a very, very researched decision before, you know, destroy the baby.
All right. So would you say you think this is somewhat convincing or it has no effect on your decisions?
Read me the thing again.
For sure. With the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade or Roe v. Wade and allowing states like Florida to ban an abortion, we need Anna Eskimani and state legislature to fight for women's rights in abortion, birth control, IVF, and other care.
No, I think the Supreme Court made the right decision.
All right, so no effects then?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Greg Pohl will fight to stop the flow of illegal immigration into our communities.
Say what? Say that again.
Greg Pohl will stop the flow of illegal immigration into our communities.
Okay, yes. Stop them.
Very convincing then?
Yes.
All right. Anna Eskimani can still remember her parents working 7 days a week to pay the bills and keep food on the table. Today it's even harder for families, and Anna will fight to stop the corruption and corporate greed that drives up the cost of living.
Oh, read that again. That's...
For sure. Anna Eskimani can still remember her parents working 7 days a week to pay the bills and keep food on the table. Today it's even harder for families. It's a fight to stop corruption and corporate greed that drives up the cost of living.
Well, you know, I come from a family who works 7 days a week. So, you know, if that's what it is and you have the family, that's okay with me.
All right. So would you say it would have no effect on you then? Or would it have some, if this is like somewhat convincing or very convincing?
It's confusing, that one is.
All right, well, no, for sure. Anna Eskimani can still remember her parents working 7 days a week to pay the bills and keep food on the table. Today it's even harder for families. Anna will stop to fight the corruption and corporate greed that drives the cost of things up.
Okay. It's all right, yeah.
So would you say this is very convincing or somewhat convincing?
I'd say very convincing.
All right. Anna Eskimani fought to give our schools an additional $200 million to ensure teachers are paid fairly and have the resources they need to teach our children.
$200 million? No.
Yes, $200 million. So would you say this has no effect on you then?
No.
All right. During the pandemic, Anna Eskimani gave up her salary to help those who are struggling to receive unemployment benefits and personally negotiated with landlords to keep constituents from being evicted.
Not convinced.
Greg Pohl will fight to protect the Second Amendment and oppose attempts to strip our constitutional freedoms and our rights to defend ourselves.
You mean to keep that he's not trying to strip it away, is he?
Well, the statement says Greg Pohl will fight to protect the Second Amendment and oppose attempts. All right. So would that be very convincing then?
Yes.
All right. Very convincing. All right. Thank you. So now we're going to do the same thing, but this time it's the opposite. This time I'm going to read you a statement and you're going to tell me if this statement makes you have some serious doubts about voting for this candidate, only some doubts, or would it have no effect on you at all? So the first one is, Greg Pohl is an extremist, focused on crazy culture war issues like banning books, banning abortion, instead of finding real solutions for the cost of living issues every day in the Central family, in the Central Florida families.
That's confusing. So read it again.
For sure. Greg Pohl is an extremist. Is focused on crazy culture war issues like banning books, banning abortion instead of finding real solutions for the cost of living issues every day. Families in the Central West.
Willing to ban abortion?
Yes. Yes, Greg Pohl is willing to ban books and ban abortions instead of finding... All right, so do you say that this has no effect on you then?
No.
All right. Greg Pohl is an extremist who is more focused on crazy culture war issues like banning books than finding real solutions for affordability crisis, harming families in Central Florida every day.
Yeah. I'm for whatever that he's for.
All right. So would you say you would have, like, let's say, some serious doubts or some doubts, or you would have no effect?
I don't think it has effect.
No effect? All right. So Anna Scamani was one of the only two state legislators who voted in favor of a ceasefire agreement for the Israel and Hamas war. Does this make you raise some serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Well, I think, was she for the war or helped money for the war?
Well, the statement says that she was the one out of only two state legislators who voted in favor of the ceasefire agreement for the Israel and Hamas war, meaning she voted in favor of, like, ceasefire, meaning, like...
Let them fight. Let them fight.
All right. So would you say this raises some serious doubts then? Or would it have no effect?
I think, is she trying to keep Israel from fighting, getting money?
No, she voted so they would have a ceasefire, meaning that the war would, like, stop.
No. No. Fight till it's over.
All right. So would you say this has, like, some serious doubts then? This raises some serious doubts about her?
Yes.
All right. So the next one is Anna Escamani wants to defund the police, decriminalize marijuana, and release dangerous felons from our jails, leaving residents at the mercy of violent criminals.
Maybe she put her in a smokehouse and smoke what brain she got left and keep it in a safe spot. She's crazy.
So would you say this raises some serious doubts?
Yes.
All right. Greg Poole is the handpicked candidate of the same Tallahassee lobbyist who fought to give mismanaged insurance companies a $3 billion tax handout, not rate relief for families.
No, I'm against that.
All right. So would that be no effect then?
No.
All right. Extremist Republicans.
How long is this going on?
Well, we're almost done. We're about 90% done with the survey, so there's only very few segments left.
Uh-huh.
All right, so the next one is extremist Republicans like Greg Poole will not stop at the 6-week ban on abortion. They will continue restricting a woman's ability to make her own health care decisions, if that means abortion, birth control, IVF, or even the right to travel freely.
Well, you know, there should be control on abortions, you know, very, very strict. But whatever else is there, you give me too many things to make a rash, quick decision on there.
So would you say this is, like, this raises some serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Read me the thing again.
Extremist Republicans like Greg Poole will not stop at the 6-week ban on abortion. They will continue restricting a woman's ability to make her own health care decisions, if that means abortion, birth control, IVF, or even the right to travel freely.
Yes, yes, yes.
So would that be no effect then, or this raises some doubts or some serious doubts?
In the middle, whatever.
All right. Greg Poole and the Republican Party of Florida's bigoted attacks on Anna Escamani reflect a radical Christian nationalism, which believes non-Christians are not welcome in American society. Does this raise some serious doubts, some doubts, or no doubts?
Well, there shouldn't be any restriction on Christians or anything like that. My God.
So does that raise some doubts or some serious doubts?
What's the serious doubt? What does that include?
Serious doubts means that you would consider not supporting him. And then some doubts would be that it's, like, kind of neutral, like you would maybe support him or, like, you wouldn't. It's like very neutral.
Is he for abortion or not?
He is not for abortion. He's part
of
the
Republican
Party.
I'm not either.
All right. So would you say this has no effect then?
Yes.
All right. Anna Escamani supports a radical woke agenda that wants to teach sexually explicit material to elementary school students. Would you say this causes some serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
What read that again?
Anna Eskimani supports a radical woke agenda that wants to teach sexually explicit materials to elementary.
No.
So serious doubts then?
No.
All right. No. Anna Eskimani is a vulgar woman whose confrontational politics only hurt our district and our state.
She should be run out of the state.
All right. So would that be serious doubts then?
Yes.
All right. Greg Pohl is a real estate speculator and landlord who has profited from soaring rents while Central Florida families struggle to make ends meet. Does this cause some serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Well, the thing about it, he bought the property or whatever he rented. As long as it's reasonable. Did it say the rent was unreasonable?
All right. So would you say no effect then?
No.
All right. Greg Pohl stands with pro-NRA lawmakers who have said that school shootings are the price we must pay to protect our Second Amendment rights.
Yes.
So does this cause some serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
I think it's whatever it takes to protect our Second Amendment.
Would that be no effect then?
No effect.
All right. Thank you. So if the elections for state representative were held today and the candidates were Greg Pohl, the Republican, and Anna Eskimani, the Democrat, for who would you vote for?
Pohl.
All right. What is your primary source for national and political news? Do you get it from like social media or cable news network? Or local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, FC, and Fox, or local newspapers, or talk radio, or Orlando Sentinel, or some other?
Well, talk radio and this I don't listen to these top TV channels. I don't watch them. I watch the political station
right
there.
All right. So what is the last year of schooling you have completed?
Rollins College.
Would that be like a bachelor's or postgraduate?
Postgraduate.
Postgraduate. All right. Thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 living in your home?
No.
No? All right. What is your religion?
Beg your pardon?
What is your religion?
My religion?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Protestant.
Protestant, all right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of your day.
I hope we get us a new good president, the one we had before. So thank you.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Appreciate you doing this, young man. So thank you for what you're doing. This is what this country needs, people to get involved to make it a great country that it was and can be. Otherwise, if you don't get off your ass and go to work and make this country a great place that it can be and has been, you don't have a future. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. If you don't stand up for something, you